Welcome to day 96 of our 180-day survey of the Westminster Standards. We're picking up in Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 29 of the Lord's Supper, and we're at section 8. Although ignorant and wicked men receive the outward elements in this sacrament, yet they receive not the thing signified thereby, but by their unworthy coming thereunto are guilty of the body and blood of the Lord to their own damnation. Wherefore, all ignorant and ungodly persons, as they are unfit to enjoy communion with Him, so are they unworthy of the Lord's table, and cannot, without great sin against Christ, while they remain such, partake of these holy mysteries, or be admitted thereunto. First phrase being qualified, or one of the later phrases, they cannot partake of these holy mysteries. 1 Corinthians 11:26, For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And 2 Corinthians 6:14-16, Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Then those who are ignorant and ungodly cannot be admitted to the Lord's table. 1 Corinthians 5:6, Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. But them that are without, God judgeth. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person. 2 Thessalonians 3:6, Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. And Matthew 7:6, Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again, and rend you. Westminster Shorter Catechism now, question 97. What is required to the worthy receiving of the Lord's Supper? Answer. It is required of them that would worthily partake of the Lord's Supper that they examine themselves of their knowledge to discern the Lord's body, of their faith to feed upon him, of their repentance, love, and new obedience, lest, coming unworthily, they eat and drink judgment to themselves. Okay, the first phrase, they must examine themselves of their knowledge to discern the Lord's body. 1 Corinthians 11:28, But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Next, they must examine themselves of their faith to feed upon him. 2 Corinthians 13:5, Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? They must examine themselves of their repentance. 1 Corinthians 11:31, For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. And they must examine themselves of their love. 1 Corinthians 10:16, The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. They must examine themselves of their new obedience. 1 Corinthians 5:7, Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. All this examination must be done, lest, coming unworthily, they eat and drink judgment to themselves. 1 Corinthians 11:28. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. In a similar vein, we move next to the Westminster Larger Catechism, question 171. How are they that receive the sacrament of the Lord's Supper to prepare themselves before they come unto it? Answer: they that receive the sacrament of the Lord's Supper are, before they come, to prepare themselves thereunto by examining themselves of their being in Christ, of their sins and wants, of the truth and measure of their knowledge, faith, repentance, love to God and the brethren, charity to all men, forgiving those that have done them wrong, of their desires after Christ, and of their new obedience, and by renewing the exercise of these graces by serious meditation and fervent prayer. So the first, they that receive the sacrament of the Lord's Supper are, before they come, to prepare themselves thereunto by examining themselves. 1 Corinthians 11:28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Examining themselves of their being in Christ. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates? They are to examine themselves of their sins and wants. 1 Corinthians 5:7, purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Compared this with Exodus 12:15, 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. They're to examine themselves of the truth and measure of their knowledge. 1 Corinthians 11:29, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. The truth and measure of their faith. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? And Matthew 26:28, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And they're to examine themselves of the truth and measure of their repentance. Zechariah 12:10, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. And 1 Corinthians 11:31, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. They're to examine themselves for their love to God and the brethren. 1 Corinthians 10:16 and 17, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Acts 2:46, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. They're to examine themselves for charity to all men. 1 Corinthians 5:8, therefore let us keep the feast not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And 1 Corinthians 11:18, for first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. They're to examine themselves of forgiving those that have done them wrong. Matthew 5:23 and 24, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. They're to examine themselves for their desires after Christ. Isaiah 55:1, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. And John 7:37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And we're further to be examining ourselves of their new obedience. 1 Corinthians 5, 7, and 8, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." We're to examine ourselves by renewing the exercise of these graces. 1 Corinthians 11, 25-26, "After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye drink this bread, as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." Hebrews 10, 21 and 22, "And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." And Psalm 26, 6, "I will wash mine hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord." We're to renew the exercise of these graces by serious meditation. 1 Corinthians 11:24 and 25, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me." And we're to renew the exercise of these graces by fervent prayer. 2 Chronicles 30:18 and 19, "For a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves. Yet did they eat the Passover, otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, The good Lord pardon every one that prepareth his heart to seek God, the Lord God of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary." And Matthew 26:26, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body." We'll continue looking at the Lord's Supper tomorrow on day 97.